is Ethically Speaking.
Say I have some household item that doesn't work very well, at least not well enough for me. Say it's a clock that loses 10 minutes a day, sometimes more. How much of its problems should I disclose when trying to sell the item on an internet auction site like eBay?
We all know that it would be an outright lie to say that it worked perfectly, but on the face of it, it doesn't sound like a lie to say that the clock works. It does, sort of.
The other extreme is to say that it fails to keep accurate time, sometimes. That doesn't sound like a really good idea from the seller's point of view.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, no one would buy a clock that isn't always accurate, and I guess that's your point. Accuracy is an essential element for using a clock. But what if I sell my old computer table? The auction buyer can reasonably expect a scratch or two. And even though the table no longer functions well for me, it might be perfect for somebody else.
It really does come down to reasonable expectations. What is reasonable to expect when buying an appliance is different from what's reasonable to expect in buying used furniture. And here, each of us serves as a good test for reasonable expectations. Think about what you're failing to disclose to the buyer. If you'd feel deceived if you bought the item without knowing that information, you can bet that your buyer will too. Ethically speaking, the way to set reasonable expectations is to be honest and disclose all of the relevant facts, not just those that serve you best.
How do you preserve trust in the virtual marketplace? Make your claim at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.